She leapt, and atop the highest branch of the highest weedeny bush, the Da'alat Jin fell victim to the girl's trap. The Da'alat Jin stuck to the leaves. It stuck to the branches. It stuck to the berries on the tips of the branches, and it waited. The Da'alat Jin could smell the girl as she leaned down for a closer look. It licked its lips.
Mother, why does the Da'alat Jin lick its lips?
The Da'alat Jin wants to eat the girl.
But the Da'alat Jin is so small. How could it eat the girl?
Ah, the Da'alat Jin has magical powers, granted as blessings from the fire gods deep inside the great volcano of Lyaxtikton. It can open its mouth wide enough to fit anything inside, even a star.
A whole star?
A whole star.
It sounds dangerous.
Only for those who would bring harm to the Da'alat Jin or its charge. For you see, this is what the girl will next discover. But spoke the girl, "Do you see in my eyes, Da'alat Jin? Do you see the star drop that fell to make me?" And the Da'alat Jin replied, "Yes, my starling. And now we are bonded, and I will let no one from my world beneath the great volcano bring you harm." Satisfied, the girl helped the Da'alat Jin out of the trap she had set and said,
"I hold myself to keep you, Da'alat Jin, and promise my good care. Guide my star true."
And with that, the girl placed the Da'alat Jin on her shoulder and looked to the horizon and listened to the stars.
Sleep now, be blessed, my daughter. Blessed by the great volcano. Blessed by the three suns that give us life. Blessed most especially by the stars. Find your star and follow it, sweet starling. Find your star and follow.
Admiral's log, stardate 87845.02. The Jimmicut feels to have taken up residence in this region of space since beginning this pursuit. The crew is growing weary of these stars, and I too must admit. Our arrival at the Arachnid Nebula grows imminent. We believe the damage we caused the merchant vessel Lychok during our skirmish in the Obram system will prevent the criminal Sipek-4 from slipping away again. If all goes according to plan, we will, as they say on Earth, have our man by 11:30 hours.
Bridge to Admiral Mnot.
Computer, pause log entry. Go ahead, Lieutenant.
We're receiving a priority communique from Starfleet, ma'am. Admiral Sheffield.
Patch it through.
Aye, aye. Hanson out.
Admiral, Or perhaps I should say Commodore, if you are so continually unable to leave your ship and take a desk. Your report was monstrously insufficient, woefully inadequate, and incredibly lackluster as submitted. You'll have to wake up earlier than that to convince the Federation Council that a criminal like Sipek Vor can manage a 14-month game of cat and mouse with one of the most sophisticated pieces of listening equipment in Starfleet. Do you have any kind of idea how completely ineffectual you've made my division look to the entire Federation government? Or how supremely idiotic you're starting to look in the eyes of the upper brass? This was supposed to be child's play. You have no room left to fail. Your presence is not requested, but required at my office in 3 days. No excuse. If you do not currently have the criminal in your custody, you're never going to have him. You're done. Get back to Earth now, before I decide to retire you altogether. Sheffield out.
Oh, damn.
Computer, continue log entry. Admiral Sheffield believes we are no longer effectual in our efforts. He has ordered me to turn the ship back to Earth and abandon the labor and attention of my people because it has not moved at the speed to which his ambition demands. But am I to be a tool of one man's ambition? My mother used to say that stars dance through the sky in curls to keep from burning out. Today, Sipek 4 burns out. End log. Onward.
Admiral on the bridge. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Lieutenant. And good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Admiral.
All stations report. Help.
I estimate another 3 hours, target destination, Admiral Manat.
We still show no sign of the Lychok on long-range sensors.
But we still expect him to be there when we arrive?
Affirmative. Sensors recorded massive damage during our last encounter. Too much. No way they can keep going. Yep, that's it. Radiation. Just like what we detected before that explosion.
In their waste system?
That's the one. We're picking up the same stuff now, about 47,000 kilometers inside the nebula.
What do you detect?
Can't be certain at this distance, but whatever it is, it's about the size of the Lychok.
Very well. Mr. Adamant, set course. Increase velocity to warp 7.
Aye, aye. Warp 7.
Mr. Hansen, sound yellow alert. All senior officers to duty stations.
Aye, ma'am. Yellow alert. Senior officers to duty stations. Repeat. Yellow alert. Senior officers report to duty stations.
Let's get our man.
Operation EOS, based upon Star Trek, by Gene Roddenberry.
Starring Rona Bentz as Admiral Gautama Manat.
Jules Hoover as Commander Vohil Kota.
Lindsay Plake as Lieutenant Commander Aliri Vizan.
Jennifer Roman as Lieutenant Commander Carmen Flores Colon.
Jennifer Marshall as Lieutenant Tashana.
Zane Mann as Lieutenant Amarel Adamon. AJ Emerson as Lieutenant Juniper O'Dowd.
Amanda Workman as Lieutenant Felua Bilal.
Shravanti Pratipati as Lieutenant Kamala Bakshi.
Trevor Isinger as Lieutenant Tyler.
With Lawrence Lesher as Lieutenant Commander Justin Lowe.
Developed for audio by Kent Michael Altman.
All stations, yellow alert, Admiral.
Very good, number one. Commander Lowe, report.
Radiation levels are up a tick. Could be sensor noise. Lieutenant Bakshi, can I get some juice to the dorsal grid?
Increasing power to dorsal sensors. Say vent, Commander.
That'll do.
Power transfer complete.
Mr. Lowe, scan at your discretion and report when ready.
Yes, Admiral.
Time to destination?
1 hour, 37 minutes.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Tactical options?
I've been going over sensor data from all our previous encounters with the Lychok.
And?
It looks like they're using xenon in their weapon systems somehow.
Xenon?
Commander, would you like to explain?
I can't. It just doesn't make sense. Xenon doesn't ionize or react.
Could it be linked to the explosion? A byproduct, perhaps?
Working?
Lieutenant Bilal, do you read any comms traffic in the area?
Negative, Commander Voyil. The bubble is silent. Not even space noise coming through.
Jammers?
Possibly. Commander Lowe's scans will help.
Always rushing me, eh, Bilal?
People always say it's we bullions who dawdle, but if ever a dawdler dawdled, you would be the dawdling dawdler, Commander.
Yes, I'm very funny.
Mr. Tyvan, do you find Lieutenant Bilal humorous?
I do not know, Admiral. Humor eludes me.
Yet you laugh. Certainly odd for a Vulcan, would you not agree?
Certainly. But are we not out here to explore?
Indeed, Lieutenant, indeed.
What is this?
Lieutenant Commander Lowe, report.
Picking up gravimetric distortions all around our flight path.
What kind of distortions?
Small gravity wells.
Black holes?
No, small gravity wells.
Can you be more specific, Commander?
Sensors are having a lot of trouble. It's thick, and my instruments can't see through the radiation. We're walking into something. Whether it's two really big somethings or 1,000 little ones, I can't tell. But something is swimming inside that nebula.
Swimming?
Best I can tell.
And the xenon, Mr. Lowe?
Sorry, Admiral. Nothing reads.
What does your gut tell you, Justin?
It's linked. Not sure how yet. That xenon keeps flickering in and out of the data. Xenon. Interference spreads out pretty far. I don't know. Could be a cover. Could be something. Zapek came here on purpose.
You think he knows?
We can see inside the nebula. We just can't see the Lychok. He knows.
Keep scanning. I want to know what he's up to. Lieutenant Bakshi, charge the main deflector for Commander Lowe's use.
Yes, Admiral.
Lieutenant Cermak.
Yes?
Charge the intel scopes. I want all eyes on this.
Understood, Admiral. All eyes.
Admiral, one thing further.
Yes, Commander.
That flickering. It corresponds with a pulsing that could be due to the gravity wells or could be something else getting ready to explode. I have to urge caution.
Thank you, Commander. Good work. We will proceed with all due caution. Commander Vazan, Lieutenant Tyven, I want contingencies to keep critical systems functioning in the radiation.
Yes, Aye. Admiral.
Lieutenant Hansen?
Yes, Admiral.
Signal Lieutenant Tishana to prepare her team for departure and alert Dr. Srinna to possible incoming casualties.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Adamant, plot a course that avoids as much of the interference as possible and engage when ready.
Yes, Admiral.
Incoming transmission from Admiral Sheffield. Shall I put him through?
Negative. Inform the Admiral that I will speak to him when we have SciPec 4. I'll be in my ready room. You have the bridge, number one.
Aye, aye.
Computer, play music.
Gotana, my starling, come see what I have found.
Yes, Mother? What did you find?
There. Do you see? On that branch, a small blossom, the first of the season.
Oh, how beautiful. Mother, how many will there be?
Many. More than you'll count.
Oh, you think? Is that a challenge, Mother? Shall I count them all? I think I will.
Oh, my sweet Gotana. The blossoms will be lucky to have you watching them. Now you play while I prepare the table. Only a few more minutes.
Yes, Mother. What are you? There's no need to get hostile. Wait, what are you doing? Stop it! Ow! You bit me! Mother! Mother!
Stars bestow strength on my crew. Sense grant health and long life to my family. Waves through space and oceans deep bless this ship, Jimmy-coot.
Lieutenant Adamant, report.
We've arrived at the Arachnid Nebula, Commander. Dropping out of warp.
All stop.
Aye, Commander. All stop.
Engineering reports all stop.
Admiral Monat to the bridge. All stations scan at will. Stand by shields.
Shield standing by, Commander.
Admiral on the bridge.
Report.
We have arrived. Engineering reports all stop. All stations currently scanning.
Very good, Commander. As soon as...
Proximity alert, Admiral. We're being swarmed.
Swarmed?
Shield.
Shields are up and holding steady. No signs of attack or damage.
Mr. Hansen, turn off that alarm.
Aye, aye.
Commander Lowe, an explanation?
Spores.
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 Space spores.
Yes, spores from space.
Commander, How did space spores set off our proximity alarm?
They're stuck to us.
Explain.
We didn't detect them until we were surrounded.
Admiral, navigational sensors are picking up pockets of radiation floating all around us. We're going to have to fly through them to get into the nebula.
Confirmed. I'm detecting hundreds of pockets all around us. Gravimetric distortions are emanating from them.
There's a pocket approximately 250 cubic meters in volume, less than a kilometer off our port quarter. It will drift into us in 5, 4, 3, 2... Shields are holding, Admiral, but by every indication, nothing is hitting them.
Is the pocket inside the shield bubble?
Affirmative. They're attaching themselves to our hull with the others.
Systems report.
No damage or malfunctions, Admiral. So far, these spaceports are just sitting silently.
I don't know about that, Admiral.
Explain, Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Tyvan, does engineering still report all stop?
Indeed. Propulsion systems are offline.
Lieutenant?
We're drifting. Not very much, but enough to be detectable. And to knock us into more of those pockets.
Engage thrusters to compensate. Keep us where we are. Try to avoid them if you can.
Yes, Admiral.
Lieutenant Bakshi, watch our power levels. I want to know if those spores start to drain our reserves or affect our systems in any way.
Aye, aye.
Commander Lowe, is there anything we can do to remove them?
Not that I can see, Admiral. Not yet, anyway.
Then we must proceed with caution.
We have to assume we'll pick up more spores every time we hit a pocket.
Agreed. Mr. Adamon, would a shuttle fare better in this storm?
No, I don't think so, Admiral. Inertial dampers are doing a lot to compensate for the spores right now. We're safer on the ship.
Understood. Thank you, Lieutenant. Well, number one, options?
I'm not sure we have any. Who knows what these spores are going to do? We have to get SciPec first.
Agreed.
Recommend we launch a beacon in case we need backup.
Proceed.
Lieutenant Bilal, prepare a communications beacon to transmit a distress signal. Set it on a 12-hour countdown clock and launch when ready.
Yes, Commander.
Lieutenant Tyvan, alert engineering. We will be proceeding into the nebula and to stand by for engagement with the light chalk. All systems to combat readiness.
Yes, Admiral.
All hands, this is the Admiral. Lock down all non-essential systems and operations. Prepare to enter the Arachnid Nebula. Today, we bring SciPec 4 to justice. You know what to do. Mr. Adamant, ahead 1/4 impulse.
Aye, aye. 1/4 impulse. Entering the nebula in 3, 2, 1, now.
Maintain course and speed. Mr. Lowe, have you been able to determine the source of the xenon?
No, Admiral. Though Lieutenant Cermak had one interesting thought.
One.
We know the xenon doesn't react. What if they're using it to stabilize something?
Huh, they would.
Care to elaborate, Commander Vizon?
1,000 years ago. Well, 3 or 4 hosts anyway. I was on this cargo run and, well, I don't need to get into what the cargo was, but we had to keep it wrapped in tubes lined with xenon.
To what end?
Timber used to call it an insurance policy.
What did it insure?
Insulation.
We need more data.
Well, you're about to get the chance to collect some, Commander. We've arrived at the last known coordinates of the light shock.
Last known?
Picking up several dozen small clouds of debris, massive radiation leaks, and a plasma trail leading further into the nebula.
I see it too, Admiral.
Slow to maneuvering thrusters. Deflectors to maximum. Scan the debris.
Slowing to maneuvering
pushing
thrusters.
Pushing deflectors to maximum.
Aye. Scanning.
Could it be a trap?
For us? Or for the Lychok?
Admiral, the debris contains trace elements from at least 14 civilizations. Federation, Cardassian, Orion, Klingon, Talarian, and several of unknown origin. All of it together doesn't comprise enough volume to form more than a single shuttle, though, so I'm not sure how it got here.
I may have a theory.
Yes, Lieutenant Bilal? Anything is welcome.
Well, if you'll permit.
This
has been transmitting since we entered the nebula.
Intriguing. What is it? Why isn't the universal translator working?
Apologies, Admiral. It's the radiation. I can translate.
Please, Lieutenant, proceed.
T-Lock, good
T-Lock, great T-Lock of Tindos and Kree-Lock, who ate
dawn.
From the lost on a scene. That's a place.
T-Lock.
Who crossed to the west with Halna. On the quest to bring salt to the cave of Melanantala. His glory to thee as you sleep. Melanantala, keeper of innocence, meaning children. Stay true to his name. Great T-Lock, old T-Lock, he ate to the main and spreads all his luck to the children and thee.
What do you think it means, Bilal?
We're not picking up any jamming signals whatsoever. This music is transmitting across all frequencies without encryption. I think somebody wants us to believe we stumbled upon a monster in a cave.
And what? Run? It's probably just the welcome sign for whatever secret base Sipek Vor has set up here.
Agreed. Still, the poetry is nice. And I do love a good monster story. Mr. Hansen?
Yes, Admiral?
Red alert. All hands to battle stations.
Aye, aye. Red alert. All hands to battle stations. Repeat. Red alert. All hands to battle stations.
Lieutenant Adamant, resume 1/4 impulse power. Take us in. Continuous scans, all stations. Any sign of them?
Negative. All quiet.
Admiral, something new to report on comms.
What do you hear?
What is it? Bizarre!
Lieutenant Bilal!
Oh, sorry. I forget other people are more sensitive. No offense.
None taken. What is it?
I suppose it would all sound like noise if you didn't recognize the words.
There were words in that?
Yes, Lieutenant. It was nothing but words.
But not a song like before?
Well, yes and no. It's hard to tell what it's saying. I only recognize some of the languages. I can infer some of it from earlier. There was quite a lot of Klingon.
Bad Klingon.
Terrible Klingon.
How so?
The syntax is all wrong.
It's just as bad as Kellis when she was first stationed at the Trill Embassy on Kronos. She just couldn't get her mouth to do it. Then Senna died and she took the Vizon Symbion.
This is a mess. Whoever can claim responsibility has spliced together something that makes no sense. I wonder.
Yes, Lieutenant?
It's possible there may be someone other than Sipek Vor out here.
Hostile?
Not necessarily. Some of the words are threatening, others are comforting. It's almost like two different conversations.
Any sign of the Lychok?
No, Admiral. So far it's just Nebula and Bilal's transmissions.
And spores.
Report.
Some are decaying, others are emitting neutrinos, most are still dormant. I have an idea I'd like to test, but I want Lieutenant O'Dowd to give me a hand, if you don't mind.
Of course, Commander. Chief of Astrometrics to the bridge.
On me way, Admiral.
Picking up significant quantities of xenon ahead.
Slow to maneuvering thrusters.
Aye, aye. Thrusters only.
What was that?
Decompression alarm on decks 10, 11, and 12. Extremely minor hull breach running the length of multiple sections along the port side.
How minor?
Barely a millimeter at the widest. Containment fields are holding. Dispatching damage control teams now.
Lieutenant Bakshi, are we in any danger of losing the containment fields?
Negative. Containment fields holding steady.
Mr. Adamant. Change course to intercept the Xenon. Prepare for combat maneuvers.
Aye.
What's strange?
What is it?
Lieutenant O'Dowd, good day. Please join Commander Lowe.
Aye.
Take a look at these, Juniper.
Oh. Oh! Oh!
Oh.
Okay. Either of you want to explain?
Working.
I'm detecting a large mass in our flight path.
Is it the Lychok?
Negative. It's a planet.
A planet?
We're receiving a transmission. Audio only.
Open a channel. This is Admiral Gautama Manad of the United Federation of Planets. Please respond. Lieutenant Bilal, can you compensate? Good work.
That wasn't me.
Not.
Leave go us. Leave go us.
Our apologies if we have offended with our presence. We are here in pursuit of a criminal operative known as Sipek Vor. Have you heard of him?
Sipek Vor.
I'll take that as a yes.
Sipek Vor.
Do you know where we can find him?
Remove.
Sensors have located the Xenon on the planet below. It appears as though the Lychok has crashed.
You wish for us to...
Remove now!
Report.
The channel is closed. All transmissions and interference have stopped.
Sensors now detecting the Lychok itself, lodged in the side of a mountain in the planet's northern hemisphere.
Lieutenant Adamant, bring the Jimikut into synchronous orbit with the Lychok. Can we hail them?
Trying them now. It appears the Lychok's communications grid has been destroyed.
Illyri, any signs of other damage?
Minor hull damage from our phasers. Curious, there should be more. Warp core was ejected, main power and most systems are down, and there's some sort of pulse coming up through the frame of the Lychok.
Commander Lowe, does this coincide with your scans from earlier?
In all probability, yes. What's more curious is what's going on with the radiation. Those pulses are concurrent with a surge of electricity. He's healing his ship on the surface of that planet.
Like the Borg?
Like the Borg.
And you believe the planet is the source?
It must be.
Is there a breathable atmosphere on the planet?
Affirmative. Class M.
Very well. Stand down to yellow alert.
Aye, Admiral. All hands to yellow alert. Repeat. All hands to yellow alert.
Number one, you will lead the away team. Pursue Sipek Vor with Tashana and her team. Lieutenant Commander Lowe, Lieutenants Tyvan and Bilal, you will proceed to the surface in pursuit of any answers that may aid our situation.
Admiral, request permission to join the away team in pursuit of Sipek Vor.
Lieutenant, I doubt your presence will be required in pursuit of Sipek Vor.
Admiral.
However, I do value the lives of my officers and would have you accompany Commander Lowe as an escort. Report to the transporter room.
Yes, Admiral.
Any further orders, Admiral?
Good hunting, Commander.
Good hunting.
Engineering to bridge.
Bridge here, go ahead.
Can we see you down here a minute, Admiral?
Of course. I'll be right down. Bridge out. Lieutenant O'Dowd, remain at Mr. Lowe's station and continue his efforts. Commander Vizan, you have the bridge.
All right, what do you see?
Dense Forest Station, Commander. Scanning now.
Commander, I'd like
I'm sure you would, but the Admiral's orders stand. Lieutenant?
Aye, ma'am.
Anything interesting on tricorders?
Much.
Well?
Well, the planet's crust is refractive.
Anything of interest to me?
No life signs, Commander. I am, however, picking up the lie chalk just beyond that ridge.
There are some strange energy fluctuations coming from about 500 meters down that trail.
Strange how?
Almost like brainwave activity. It's astounding, really.
Do you think it means anything?
Only one way to find out.
All right, sounds like a good place to start. Maintain regular contact with the ship. We will go radio silent on our final approach to the light chalk.
Understood.
Rendezvous back here in 2 hours. Good luck out there. Oh, and Cermak? Keep your eyes open. No wandering off. Got it?
Understood.
Great. Let's move.
Lieutenant Commander Flores Colon, report.
Admiral, we're 5 alarm down here.
Lieutenant Bakshi said the hull breach was minimal.
It is, but the breach isn't the issue.
Explain.
Bridge to Admiral Manat.
What is it, Bakshi?
Power failures are being reported all over the ship.
Thank you, Lieutenant. We're working on it.
Monitor the situation and report when I return, Lieutenant. Manat out. Commander?
Spores.
Spores?
Leaking into the main lines. It looks like our power grid's a tasty treat.
Why have internal sensors not detected them and alerted us?
The radiation. Our instruments can't see through it. The only reason we know any of them are there at all is because they're dumping traces of xenon all over Mihrena. We've got system failures popping up faster than we can look.
Xenon. The spores are inside the Lychok too.
Admiral?
Never mind. How do we stop it?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Bilal, are you picking up any comm signals?
Negative, Commander. It's been radio silent since the hail ended. Nothing more interesting than some noise in the sub-base range.
Commander, over here.
What is it, Tyvan?
Caves. Approximately 10 meters beyond the tree line.
Do you see anything?
Nothing that should not presumably be present.
Cermak, what about you? Are we in any danger?
Nothing I'm aware of, sir.
Very good, Lieutenant. Lead the way.
Do you hear that?
What?
This forest isn't a forest.
She is correct, Commander. My tricorder is reading this cave network as biological.
Biological? Where are we?
Shall we proceed, Commander?
Well, anything new?
An itch in my left flank or toe.
Good luck with that. Lieutenant Cermak, notify the ship and Commander Vogel. We are proceeding into the cave network. Then set up a surveillance drone at the mouth of the cave and pull at the rear.
Aye, Commander.
Bilal, Tyvan, with me.
I am picking up life signs, Commander. 0.5 kilometer down the slope and around those trees.
SciPec 4?
Possibly. Tricorder readings are scattered by refractions from the planet's surface.
Lieutenant Commander Lowe would be thrilled to hear you say so, Tashana.
Commander?
Never mind.
Cermak to Voyo.
Go ahead, Lieutenant.
We've come across a network of caves. Commander Lowe and the others have proceeded inside to investigate. He believes the caves to be biological in nature.
Biological? Explain.
I can't. At least, not until Commander Lowe explains it to me.
All right.
I am setting up a surveillance drone right now at the mouth of the cave and proceeding inside after them.
Very good, Lieutenant. Now is as good a time as any for radio silence. We have closed in on the Lychok and detected life signs. Proceed as ordered. When you get the drone set up, synchronize it with Tishana's tricorder.
Understood. Cermak, out.
Have you detected any biological readings coming from the planet, Tishana?
Negative, Commander.
And those life signs?
Scattered.
But decipherable.
The bulk of them are Orion or Nausicaan, though I cannot tell how many to expect. There is at least one Maserite.
What do you know? The prophets have given us a lucky day. All right, Sipek. Some of us would like to take a vacation again this century. Time to end this.
Are you ready, Cortana? Ancestors, ancestors, stars from upon the sky.
Ancestors, ancestors, stars from upon the sky.
Sprinkle stardust onto this, O flesh, and release the demon from inside.
Mother?
Yes, Cortana?
Why do I still sing the songs? Didn't the regenerator fix my arm?
One day you'll understand how a mother comforts her young. But for now, just think about it this way, my starling. Sometimes the world is more than what you can see and measure and touch. Sometimes you just need to believe.
Bridge. Admiral's log supplemental. The ship remains at yellow alert in orbit above the planetoid we discovered inside the Arachnid Nebula. Chief Engineer Flores Colon has reported an infestation of space spores leaking into the Jimmicut with no way to keep them from eating away at our hardware. Power is out across half the ship, and I fear we have little time before remaining systems begin to fail. Repairs to the hull breach are underway, and Master Chief Bressel is attempting to locate the leak personally.
My mother's shadow has been stalking through my memory today. The Da'ada gene.
The ship will right. My crew has never failed. Carmen Flores Colon never met a problem she cannot best. The stars will still cast their glow upon the Jimmicut tomorrow. End log.
Matt, what are you saying? You're breaking up. Stand still.
Is that better? Do you read?
Yes, I've got you now. Can you repeat your last?
We found a network of caves that looks biological in nature. Commander Lo wants to study it. Naturally.
Yes, naturally. Matt,
I thought we talked about this, Hansen.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Matt. What am I supposed to report to the Admiral? She'll be here any... She's here. Matt? Matt?
Admiral on the bridge! Hansen! Report!
Lieutenant Cermak, please respond!
Mr. Hansen?
He was just on the channel, ma'am. He reported a cave structure Commander Lowe's team has encountered. They believe it to be biological in nature.
Biological?
Yes, Admiral.
Was there anything else, Lieutenant?
No. No, Admiral. I lost the connection.
Explanation.
Communication systems are functioning normally on our end. We're getting a lot of interference, though.
I thought the interference had dissipated.
Yes, Admiral, it had. But it looks like opening the channel to the away team triggered something from the planet.
Lieutenant O'Dowd, are you able to determine the cause of the interference?
Desensor readings are all over the place. It's hard to make heads or tails of them.
Do your best, Lieutenant.
I mean, it's fragmented. Like something pushing against the atmosphere.
Pushing?
Aye, almost like...
Breath.
Aye, breath. Something about it's alive.
She's right, Admiral. I've been feeling this presence in the space surrounding us. A very powerful mind. It's been there since Bilal picked up the transmissions.
What does that mean, Amrel?
I don't know how, but I think the planet may be trying to communicate with us.
Oh, you take it as the planet? That's brilliant, Am. That changes everything. God, I love you.
Oh.
Oh, I have not said those words. I have not said those words. Yes, that's it. I believe I can reprogram the main deflector to cut through the interference and establish a communication link with whoever or whatever it is out there, but I'll have to do it from deflector control.
Admiral, I urge caution. We know nothing about these beings. They could be just as hostile to us as they have been to Sipek Vor. Are we sure they will even communicate?
We have to try. Lieutenant O'Dowd, proceed with the modifications to the main deflector.
Hi.
Commander Vizan, have we found the leak?
Negative, Admiral. Master Chief Bressel reports a steady swarm. No sign of the source yet.
Report.
Artificial gravity has gone offline on all decks below main engineering. Power outages continuing all sections. Backups now having trouble maintaining connectivity to the main computer core. Secondary backups failing altogether in non-essential areas.
This was going to be smoother. Red alert. Evacuate all decks below main engineering.
Red alert. Repeat. All hands to red alert. Evacuate all decks below main engineering.
Engineering to bridge.
Go ahead.
Mi Reina hates this. We just lost transporters. I'm trying to keep life support operational and isolated from the stores. They're eating through everything.
So, problems then, is it, Commander?
I've seen better days, ma'am. The traces of xenon are starting to become clouds of xenon gas, popping up in random places throughout the ship.
Xenon. Is it dangerous?
Not the xenon, but the spores are dissolving themselves into the power transfer conduits and putting upflow pressure on the warp core. To make a long story short, we have roughly 10 minutes before we start losing magnetic constrictor coils.
Do you need to shut down the core?
Admiral, sudden buildup of energy from the planet. It's firing some kind of beam at us.
Shields, brace for impact.
System-wide cascade overloads on decks 8 through 11. Hull breaches on decks 10, 11, and 12. Fires reported throughout the ship. Automatic fire suppression systems offline. The port nacelle is breached. Venting drive plasma.
Inertial dampers are offline. Switching to backups.
Internal sensors picking up growing traces of strontium peroxide gas buildup outside deflector control. Environmental systems unable to compensate.
Bridge to Lieutenant O'Dowd. Respond. Bridge to Lieutenant O'Dowd.
Where is she?
Can you sense her?
Yes.
Then we trust that she is doing her job and keep moving.
Aye, ma'am.
Bridge to Master Chief Bressel. Have your teams proceed on their own. I need you to get to deflector control and stop the leak long enough to get Lieutenant O'Dowd out. And then seal off the section.
Aye, redirecting now.
We're looking at catastrophic engine failure down here if we can't utilize these spores.
What if we use the quarantine protocols for the bioneural gel packs?
Elaborate.
Various early tests of bioneural circuitry on Starfleet vessels indicated a propensity for the gel packs to transmit infections to one another, just the same way that people do. In order to make the technology viable for use fleet-wide, starships were equipped with scrubbers inside the connective circuitry running between gel packs. When Voyager was lost in the Delta Quadrant, Captain Janeway and her crew developed new standards for self-containment, isolation, and eradication.
Yes, but the spores aren't in the gel packs, and we may not want them there.
I believe I can use the harmonic resonance of the spores to generate a field inside the gel packs that would attract and trap them inside the biomimetic gel. If that works, then all we have to do is burn them out by running the superheated system purge.
And if it doesn't work?
It sounds crazy, Admiral, but it just might work. And like my tia Maria always said, siempre hay tiempo para un milagro.
Definitely three Nausicaans. The Maserite life signs are no longer registering, however. Curious. Now the Maserite signal has returned, and now it is gone once more. Commander, I do not believe there to be any life signs.
Explain.
Logic dictates that we have been led here purposefully.
A distraction.
Precisely.
Let's find out. Phasers at the ready. Spread out. Stay quiet.
Over here, Commander.
I said stay quiet.
Apologies. I don't think they'll hear us, though. We found a life science emulator.
Ugh. Voyil Talo, come in. Voyil Talo, come in. Come in, Commander. Bilal, Tyvan, Cermak, respond.
They cannot be out of range. Picking up a dampening field near the surveillance drone Mr. Cermak placed at the cave entrance.
Ensign, establish an uplink with the drone. See if there's anything following them.
Yes, Commander. Commander, look!
Sipek Vor. Voyil to Jimikut, please respond. You don't think...
It is logical to infer, based on our previous experiences with Mr. Vor, that if he has eluded capture on the surface of this planet, he is likely to have caused some interference aboard the Jimikut.
Logical indeed. One problem at a time, though, Lieutenant. First, we have to find our crew.
This ground has become undeniably unreliable.
Squishy.
Squishy.
Yes! Squishy! It's like walking on tongue. Or at least I imagine it would be rather like walking on tongue. Can anybody see anything?
Very little beyond our lamplight.
Commander, have you noticed the pattern in these cave structures?
Yes, Lieutenant. What do you make of them?
They remind me of our atmospheric systems. However, there seems to be nothing of mechanical nature within scanning distance.
Maybe this isn't a planet.
Very good, Commander.
Sipek Vor.
There will be no need for weapons, gentlemen.
You'll excuse us if we disagree.
We have you surrounded.
What are you doing here, Vor?
I could ask you the same thing, Starfleet.
We know you like to gloat, Sipek, so why don't you go ahead?
Well, that hurts all my feelings. Maybe I'll just kill you and leave you here. Who's out there?
You just had to be on the team to capture Sipek Vor, didn't you, Cermak?
What? What's that? Commander Voyil.
Voyil. Honestly, you follow a guy for a year.
Commander, good timing.
Order your men to put down their weapons, Sipek.
And if I don't?
The then we'll feed you to whatever creature it is you've got us all trapped inside right now.
Creature?
Well, maybe.
Creature may be an incorrect assessment, Commander.
Life form would be more acutely accurate.
You mean to tell me... Mr. Lowe, what just happened?
Inconclusive. We're still in the same place at the same spatial coordinates relative to the ship.
A hologram?
Or something.
A shapeshifter.
What makes you say that?
The sound. Have you ever heard a changeling shift forms?
No.
I have. When I was a very small child at the end of the Dominion War, they came for Valeris. We saw them every day. Propaganda in our media, lies in our homes. And every now and then, the Founder would stand before a crowd of people and talk of peace. It never came. He would make promises and show us parlor tricks meant to keep us in line. You don't forget the sound a person makes when they transform in front of you like that. And there was a sub-bass noise earlier. I didn't think... But it's the right frequency.
But we haven't seen any Founders in years.
Bilal, are you saying you think that whatever this creature is, it's a shapeshifter?
I think so.
Then if you're right...
We're riding an alien through space!
Good for you.
All right, Admiral. I'm ready to begin pulsing the bioneural gel packs with bait for the spores.
They're eating through the control hardware leads to the upper magnetic constrictors. Reactant injector shielding is about to buckle. We're looking at a core breach. It's now or never.
Lieutenant Bakshi, initiate the pulsing.
Initiating. 10 seconds to full charge. 8. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Minor explosions on the port nacelle, structural integrity holding, compensating for warp plasma injector feedback overloads.
It's working, Admiral. The spores are concentrating themselves in the gel pack.
How much longer until you can burn them out?
47 seconds.
Faster, Lieutenant. Warp core breach imminent.
Upping the amplitude. O'Dowd to bridge.
O'Dowd! Is the main deflector ready?
Yes, Admiral.
Then go ahead with your plan and open a hailing frequency.
Magnetic constrictors are failing, Admiral. Core breach in progress.
Get down there, Chief.
Aye, ma'am.
Holy! Who are you? Where did you...
Lieutenant O'Dowd. Lieutenant, answer me. Juniper!
Computer, initiate warp core ejection sequence authorization Flotas Cologne 26 Omega.
Warp core ejection modules damaged. Unable to eject.
Switch to backup and reauthorize.
Unable to comply. Ejection sequencers have been destroyed.
How long until core overload?
Warp core breach currently in progress. 30 seconds to overload.
Turner, throw the switch when I say.
Ready!
Now!
Warning. Matter-antimatter reaction emergency override engaged. Unexpended reactant present in the reaction chamber.
Turner, repolarize the magnetic constrictors. On the double. We don't want the reaction chamber to leak.
Aye, Commander. Repolarizing. The pressure is through the roof.
Don't let it go in the red. Computer, seal the dilithium chamber access port and erect a level 10 force field around it.
That action is not recommended at this time.
Override.
Warning. That action is not recommended at this
Override.
Time.
Override.
Dilithium chamber port access sealed. Level 10 force field in place.
Turner, hit it!
Warning. Dilithium matrix overload.
Pulse the magnetic constrictors for 2 seconds.
Aye. Pulsing now. Core pressure falling, Commander.
Matter-antimatter reaction suspended. Core breach averted.
Yeah, but look at this mess. Ay, mi reina.
Admiral, the warp core has been powered down. Preach over it. The main deflector just pulsed in harmonic opposition to the signature of the spores. I'm picking up a large mass attached to our port nacelle.
Can you be more specific?
If these readings are accurate, it looks like a larger version of the spores inside the ship.
Is there any way to know how long it has been there?
Negative, Admiral.
It probably attached itself with the first jolt.
To Jimmy Cut, please come in. Bilal to Jimmy Cut, can you hear me?
Yes, Lieutenant, we can hear you. Is everyone on the away team well?
Yes, Admiral. We're all here, and we've taken Cypher 4 into custody. Commander Lowe thinks he has figured it all out.
You have no doubt come to the conclusion that you are currently standing on a spacefaring life form. Yes, Commander?
Yes, Admiral. How do you guess?
We have one stuck to the ship. Recommendations, Mr. Lowe?
You can try venting warp plasma. It should draw them away.
Them?
Yes, Admiral.
The spores. Lieutenant Bakshi, are the spores still corralled in the bioneural gel packs?
Affirmative. I never started the heating process.
Prepare to release them from the system and vent warp plasma.
Admiral?
I believe we have stumbled into a mother's nest, Lieutenant. It's time we make it clear we're not here to hurt her young. Mr. Adamant, take a shuttle and retrieve our away team. Beam them directly back to the ship as soon as you're in range, and then stand by for my orders.
Aye.
Amril.
I know, ma'am. Don't worry. I know my duty.
Very good, Lieutenant. Be safe.
Aye.
Away team, hold for extraction.
Aye, Admiral. Awaiting transport. Away team out.
Lieutenant Bakshi, keep an eye on the spores and the life form attached to the port nacelle. Let engineering know to stand by for drive plasma venting. I'll contact you when it's time. Illyri, you have the bridge. I'm going down there.
Of course. But are you sure it's safe?
What choice do I have, Commander? My ship and crew are at stake. Only a plea from one mother to another can end this conflict. Now that we see, we can come to an understanding.
And if this life form won't reason?
We have not exhausted our options yet. She will reason.
At least take security.
No. Bressel is there.
But...
No. She won't harm me, Commander. I have her children.
Aye, ma'am. I hope you're right.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
Take my mother. Destroy or destroyed. His death. Despair. Intended.
What? I intend what?
You intend.
Just hold on. What? Harm? No harm. No harm at all.
Interned me.
No. What?
Interned grief me on ship. Being yours, death to keeping child.
Wait now, let's not talk about death, all right?
Death to keeping child.
Your child? You're looking for your child?
Child to give now.
You think we have your child on the ship? Hang on. Computer, patch the secondary deflector into the internal sensor system.
Patch complete.
child to give. Deception will die.
I'm working on it. Just give me a sec, okay?
Deception will die.
Okay, all right. Deception will die. I understand. Now, computer, increase the amplitude on the internal sensors to maximum. Prepare a 4-second sensor burst.
Amplitude of internal sensors increased to maximum. Sensor burst standing by.
I think that our little bump in the road may have accidentally brought us into contact with your child. But we've been having trouble with our sensors and the radiation. I'm hoping that when we run the sensor sweep, we'll be able to find them if they're aboard.
Stalling will die. Find now.
Right. Okay, here goes nothing. Computer, initiate sensor burst.
Agony me! Child interned! Child death! No more pain!
Please, I meant you no harm.
No more pain. Death to him. Deception trick you. Death to give.
You have to stop. I'm trying to help. Please.
Death for death. For death!
Mother! Mother, please come! Mother! Mother!
Starling, what has roused you from your slumber?
It hurts.
Here, my sweet Cortana. Give me your arm and I will rub the medicine on it for you.
Mother, I was dreaming about the Daodic Sheen.
Were you? And what did she sing to you?
Nothing. Just new. Mother, what's happening to my arm? Am I going to lose it?
No, my sweet starling. It's nothing but a sting. Now come here and let me read you a story for sleep.
Adamanta, Admiral Minot.
Yes, Lieutenant, I'm here.
Admiral, it's getting pretty rough out here. I don't know how much longer I can keep power going to all systems.
Understood. Are you in position to beam the away team back to the ship?
Affirmative. I have lock on all of our people plus 3.
Beam them directly to transporter room 2. I'll be there in moments. Initiate transport when ready.
Aye, aye. Transport in progress.
Transport successful, Lieutenant. Please stand by.
Admiral, we brought you a gift.
Saipek.
Guatana.
Welcome aboard the Jimmicut. I hope you find your stay just.
I can assure you I won't.
Put him in the brig.
With haste, Admiral.
The rest of you are needed on the bridge, number one.
Right away.
Amrel, are you still there?
Yes, Admiral, but only barely. Structural integrity is down to 54%.
And Juniper? Amrel, I'm on my way to her now. I need to know.
I haven't been able to sense her since I left the ship, ma'am.
Understood. Get back to the ship, but do not dock and stand by for further instruction. Minot out.
Computer, is there a fire on the other side of this door?
Unknown. Internal sensors non-functional.
Very well then. door on my mark.
Standing by.
Mark! Lieutenant O'Dowd! Lieutenant O'Dowd, can you hear me?
Who comes?
Who's there?
Give now!
Who are you? Where is Lieutenant O'Dowd?
Give or die!
Identify yourself. I'm warning you. I'm armed.
Weapons will die!
That's enough.
No!
Stand down, Master Chief. The alien will not harm you.
Do not speak. Destroyers will die.
He did not destroy your young.
Internment will die.
We will show you. We mean you no harm. Minot to Lieutenant Bakshi.
Go ahead, Admiral.
Lieutenant, release the spores from the gel packs and vent war plasma.
Understood. Releasing the field holding the spores in the gel packs now. Venting plasma.
Bressel, find Juniper.
Your lieutenant. Death.
It killed her, Admiral. You heard it.
That's enough, Bressel. Did you?
You, my internment child.
Minatu, Lieutenant Adamot.
Adamot here. Go ahead.
Amaril, I want you to lock onto the lifeform on our port nacelle and beam it to the surface of the planet.
Admiral?
Do you see it?
Yes, ma'am, but...
Then carry out my orders, Lieutenant.
Aye. Locking onto the lifeform. Initiating transport. Transport successful.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Now get home.
Aye. Returning to the ship.
Lieutenant Bakshi, have the spores cleared the hull?
I think so, Admiral. There's a little residual interference and xenon all over the ship. But from what I can tell, all of the spores have flooded into the warp plasma. And by these readings, they're already growing.
Thank you, Lieutenant. I'll return to the bridge shortly. Minot out.
I death you. May you return. Why?
We seek new life to understand it. To better understand ourselves. Ours is not to interfere, but to live and let live.
Yet death bring you, my young Sypec IV.
We understand. He will not trouble you or your young again.
On bond of word.
On bond of word.
Have back. Oh, my forever gratitude.
Admiral, she's covering Lieutenant O'Dowd.
Wait.
For let life.
We thank you for this precious gift. Go in peace and friendship.
Go to you.
Master Chief?
Shh, don't try to move. You died.
But...
Good work, Lieutenant. It's good to have you with us. Now let's get you to sickbay.
Hi. Let's...
Admiral's log, supplemental. The Jimmicut has sustained heavy damage to all systems. The entity my crew has dubbed Arachnia ultimately caused less damage to the ship than her children. But the spores themselves have eaten through half the hardware in engineering, contaminated the bioneural gel packs, and rendered the warp core non-operational until we can get to a starbase. Starfleet Command has dispatched the USS Burton to tow us back for repair, but it will be several days at half impulse before we reach the rendezvous coordinates, meaning we will not return to Earth in time for my meeting with Admiral Sheffield. In the meantime, my crew will do what they can to try to rest and recover now that we have finally remanded Sipek Vor to our brig. The encounter will be felt for a long time. Junipero Dowd. My mother always believed in life after death. We are taught that the stars fall to make each of us, and that when we breathe our final breath, it is to release the dust back to the sky to rejoin the stars and make life anew. My mother would always listen for the singing of her elders in the wind and tell me that gone was not forever. I don't know why she has been so on my mind. We are lucky the being Arachnia was able to revive our chief of astrometrics. It is not yet time to hear her voice in the winds. I can only imagine the kind of future a fearless woman like Junipero Dowd will live. I have placed a commendation in her file for bravery and petitioned Starfleet to award her with the Medal of Valor for paying the ultimate sacrifice in service of ship and crew. End log. Come.
Admiral.
Number one. Is there any word on Juniper?
She's stable. Dr. Srinna said that there was massive trauma to her body from whatever Arachnia did to her, but that the damage was repaired. She administered a sedative and wants to monitor her for a few days.
But she will recover.
Physically. The doctor said that in her experience, revived people can tend to struggle with emotional aftermath.
Juniper O'Dowd is strong.
Doubtless. May the prophets keep her.
And the ship?
Lieutenant Commander Flores Colon reports the dilithium chamber destroyed and the dilithium crystals inside it eradicated. We won't have warp drive again for a while. She's trying to squeeze as much power out of the remaining systems as she can, but it's slow going. They're having to replace every conduit, pipe, and circuit below Deck 8. Life support is back up to all crew quarters, though, so at least everyone isn't confined to emergency shelter areas. We estimate 6 days to rendezvous with the Burton.
Well then, Commander, I suppose that leaves only one thing for us at present.
I'll prepare for Mr. Vor's interrogation.
Kota, it's been a long day, and it's not even 11:30 in the morning. Take some time to rest. Sipek Vor has evaded our capture this long. The secrets he keeps can wait until tomorrow.
One round of darts, and I'll go see if Bressel needs a hand. Admiral, do you think we'll see her again? Arachnia?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
You have been listening to Operation Eos, dedicated to the memory of Marty Altman. This episode, Arachnia, was written, produced, and directed by Kent Michael Altman.
also starring Elizabeth Rhodes as the computer.
Jeffrey Gardner as Lieutenant Felix Hansen.
Marcus Hartfield as Lieutenant Matthew Cermak.
Kirk Stoniker as Master Chief Petty Officer Bressel.
Avery Tran as young Gwatanna Manat.
Janice Knapp as Sunuag Manat.
Heidi Stoniker as Arachnia.
Terry Thomas as Sipek Vor.
Scott Purdy as Vice Admiral Mike Sheffield.
Featuring the voices of
Eisen Cahill as Security Officer Eisen.
Kevin Hutchinson as Security Officer Hutch.
Lisa Melenda as Engineer Turner.
Sound editing by Christina Hartfield and Kent Michael Altman. Original EOS theme and episode music by Kent Michael Altman. War Chant music by The Artist Beach. War Chant lyrics by A.M. Sanazaro. Additional Star Trek themes by Alexander Courage and Jerry Goldsmith. Featuring the singing of Heidi Stalnaker and Patch Perryman. Original episode art by Heidi and Malachi Stalnaker. Special thanks to Gene Roddenberry, Majel Barrett Roddenberry, CBS Studios, Paramount Inc., Cryptic Studios, Star Trek Online, Anthony Peterson, Lori Engler, Ann Kyle, Barbara Tran, Michael Hutchison, Suzanne Clark, Thomas E. Altman, and Sam Altman.
Web hosting and other considerations provided by The Bitchy Sisters Sassy Sauce. Operation EOS is a fan-produced audio drama by Last Midnight Productions. Visit us on the web at www.lastmidnightproductions.com for more information about this and all our great shows. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are solely owned by CBS Studios, Inc. This fan production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise, and is a non-commercial, fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted. No alleged independent rights will be asserted against CBS or Paramount Pictures. This has been a Last Midnight production. Thank you for listening.